What's up, everybody, and thank you for joining me for this episode of Brag Out Loud. I am your host, Chris Bragg, and I am coming to you live, on tape, from my apartment here in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm recording this on a Monday evening, and it's a bit of a rainy evening, so it's a perfect time for me to sit down and record a new podcast. Let me tell you about my exciting weekend I just had. But first, I need to give you the particulars. You need to make sure you go to the Facebook page and like us at Brag Out Loud. Go to Instagram and Twitter and follow us at Brag Out Loud. On YouTube at Brag Out Loud, I need you to go subscribe there. And of course, follow us on Podomatic and subscribe to iTunes at Brag Out Loud. That way you're going to get the latest episodes as they are uploaded to your Apple devices. Please go do all that. I need those numbers boosted. I appreciate all of the support I've gotten so far from you guys, everyone who has gone and liked and subscribed to all those pages, and I want to thank you in advance for going and liking those, subscribing, and following on all those social media outlets as well. The first four episodes have been up for a little while. Very good feedback, very good response on those. I really appreciate it once again, and I look forward to you guys hearing them along with future episodes of Brag Out Loud. I'm going to be getting those out hopefully a little more frequently in the next few weeks. Got a lot of content, got a lot of exciting things coming up I'm looking forward to sharing with you. So please make sure you go to all the social media outlets and like and subscribe and follow and everything else they ask you to do. So my weekend that just passed, let me tell you about it. So every weekend, as you know, I live in Columbia, South Carolina. During the week, I'm working up here. I go home on the weekends. So Friday night, traveling home, wasn't a bad drive. Got home in plenty of time, chilled out with the wife and kids, spent some time with them, had a little fun. Saturday morning, got up, and as you've heard before on this show, my wife and I have been talking about going and trying new places. We ended up trying a new place Saturday morning. It was called The Front Porch, and it is in Pooler, Georgia. It's a coffee shop. Saturday mornings, my wife and I will usually get up. We'll usually go to Starbucks and get ourselves a cup of coffee and just enjoy spending the morning together. I've had many friends on social media talk about The Front Porch, and I gotta say, we really enjoyed it. The coffee was great that we had, the atmosphere. It was a lot more personable than a Starbucks is. It felt like a coffee house. The building is an old house. It's located right off of Highway 80 in Old Pooler. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. I think the at address is at The Front Porch Pooler for the exact address. But great atmosphere, great coffee. The breakfast looked great as well. We're going to try that next time. But I definitely recommend you go check out The Front Porch in Pooler, Georgia. We had a lot of fun. Got to sit down, relax a bit, enjoy a cup of coffee. But Saturday was a bit of a celebration for us. I'll give a couple of birthday shout-outs at the end of the show, but our puppy, Leonardo, we call him Leo, he is 3 years old. He turned 3 years old on Saturday. So we wanted to take him out and celebrate, give him a treat. He loves going to the park and running around playing. So that's what we did. We took him to Forsyth Park. It's one of our favorite places to go in Savannah. If you've never been to Savannah, but you've seen pictures, I'm sure you've seen the fountain in Forsyth Park. The city will turn it green for St. Patrick's Day. And if you follow me on social media personally, my wife and I believe it may be my profile picture right now. My wife and I have a picture taken in front of the fountain in Forsyth Park. It's a beautiful park. There's a couple of playgrounds for the kids. A lot of area to throw a frisbee, throw the football. There's always volleyball nets set up for people to play. Just an absolute beautiful day Saturday was, and we absolutely enjoyed hitting Forsyth Park up. They had SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design, as I'm sure many of you know about, had the Sidewalk Arts Festival. And if you've never seen this or don't know what it is, it's essentially they take over the sidewalks and they use chalk and they show off their artwork. It's an absolute fantastic event. If you get an opportunity, definitely go check that out. So much talent out there, and just a great, great atmosphere. We all enjoyed it. We all loved it. It was very crowded, but it wasn't so crowded that we couldn't get around and Leo couldn't enjoy playing fetch in the park itself. So had a lot of fun in Forsyth Park. Definitely go check Forsyth out if you've never been to it, or if you've never been to Savannah, make sure it's one of your stops on your tour of Savannah. Just a great, great place to be. Saturday evening, a little treat for my wife and I. We wanted to go see Rockalicious. They were playing at Angel's Sunset Island in Port Wentworth, Georgia. Another great place to go and hang out. If you've heard me before, you know my love of hard rock and heavy metal of the 80s. Well, Rockalicious is a cover band that plays nothing but hard rock and metal from that era. Everything from Poison to Bon Jovi to Judas Priest, Motley Crue, just you name it, Rockalicious plays it. Except Whitesnake, apparently. I was talking to the lead singer and he told me that Whitesnake didn't get over too well with the crowd. I'm not sure why, but nonetheless, you go to a Rockalicious show, you're going to get your fill of 80s hard rock and metal. Just a great time had by all. I even got a chance to sing a little bit of Hard to Handle from the Black Crowes. Got to sing a couple verses there. Had a lot of fun. But Rockalicious, anytime you get a chance to go see them, definitely take advantage. Go check that out. Put on a great performance. Always a lot of banter back and forth on stage. A lot of crowd interaction. Like I said, he came out to the crowd. He'll give you the mic, let you sing along with the songs. Just a great time was had by all. Angel's Sunset Island, great place to watch live music. The highlight for me that night was running into several old friends I haven't seen in a while. First, my friend Dina, known her for almost 20 years now. Used to work with her at several places. Ran into her, got to catch up with her a little bit, talk about the kids and everything. So it was great seeing Dina. And then my friend Tiffany, who I'd actually spoken to on Facebook earlier in the day. We were talking about the front porch. I told her, hey, we're going to have to catch up with you sometime there. Well, lo and behold, we're sitting at a booth, my wife and I, and she walks in. She gets our attention. We exchange hugs, exchange pleasantries. Her and her friend Ver came in. We're going to enjoy the show as well. So we got an opportunity to catch up a little bit, hang out with those two. A couple other friends of theirs came up, but really, a lot of fun. Now, let me tell you a little something about myself and Tiffany. Now, there are very few people I've known on this earth longer than Tiffany. Grew up down the street from each other, born a couple of weeks apart. We were in kindergarten together and on up through grade school. I've known her forever. She's a great friend. Love her to death. One of the sweetest, most sincere people you will ever meet. It had been a long time since we had seen each other, had a lot of fun catching up, and finally meeting her best friend, Ver, who they're always together, always on social media. Tiffany says they share a brain. I believe it. I really want to sit down with them with a cup of coffee or some drinks and just record a podcast with them. The stories those two could tell, the chemistry they have together, and just the fun that could be. I can't guarantee all the stories would be PG. But what I can guarantee is that it would be very entertaining. So I'm going to try to lock them down and get a show recorded with them real soon. So stay tuned for information on that. Sunday morning, we got up, went to church. Now, next week is a big week for my oldest son, Joseph. Especially if you're Catholic, you'll appreciate this. But he's getting confirmed next weekend. In eighth grade, they go through there. Faith formation classes, and this is sort of a graduation for Catholic children as they are confirmed. That's where they are able to take responsibility for their own religion and spiritual future. Big moment for him, but kid needs a shirt to wear. He'd outgrown his shirts. He's kind of in that awkward stage at 14, almost 15 years old. So needed to get him a new shirt. Of course he complains. It's like, you're trying on a shirt. It's not that big a deal. Imagine what if you had to be actually measured for a suit. How fun that would be. But still, got through it. Went to lunch. Enjoyed that. And then we went to visit my cousin's daughter, Haley, who is having a baby. They had a baby shower for her. Really great setup. My friend Wyatt hosted the event, set it all up, did a great job. My cousin Allison is going to be a wonderful grandmother. But Haley, Damien, good luck and congratulations with little Julian. Can't wait for him to get here. Can't wait for him to meet him and to hang out with him. I think you two will be great parents, and I'm looking forward to watching you raise him. Then, of course, I have to drive home tomorrow night, which is bittersweet because I hate saying goodbye to Jenny and the kids. I hate looking in the rearview mirror and seeing them wave goodbye. It's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough. This is going to be a little bit of an emotional moment here, but I miss them dearly throughout the week. But let me just say that Jennifer Bragg, my lovely, beautiful wife, is the greatest in the world. She handles it. She takes care of all four kids by herself, gets them where they need to go. Not only does she take care of them, but of course she has to take care of herself, the house, the pets, and everything. And I don't tell her enough how proud I am of her, so I'm going to do it publicly to the world now, just to tell her that I love her. I'm proud of her. She has no idea how much I appreciate the hard work she puts in on a daily basis. And it's tough right now, me being away from home. I'm doing what I got to do to support my family the best I can. But she does a great job. She deserves more credit than I could ever give her. Just a fabulous person, a fabulous woman, the best mother anyone could ask for, and the best wife that a man could ever want. So, baby, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. You are the best, and you deserve the best. Well, there's a little bit of an inspirational moment, inspirational dedication for me on this episode. Dedications, birthday shout-outs. My niece and nephew, Cohen and Kinley, celebrated birthdays this past week. Wish you guys a happy birthday. My cousin Alicia just celebrated a birthday. I want to wish her a happy birthday. And my Aunt Tika, lovely, lovely lady, one of my favorites, celebrated a birthday as well. I want to wish her a very happy birthday. As I mentioned in a previous episode, if you want me to give a birthday shout out to someone, send that to me via Facebook, Twitter, or email, bragoutloud@gmail.com. And I'll definitely get those words out there. If I can, in any sort of way, in any small way, help someone celebrate or share in their birthday by just wishing them a happy birthday, I'd be happy to do it. Please send me their information in, and I'd love to get that on a future episode of Brag Out Loud. A couple other things to hit you up with before we go. My friend Dylan Odom, you heard him on the WrestleMania preview and the WrestleMania review special. Well, he's got a podcast he's starting, and he's starting it out with a bang. It's going to be wrestling-centric. It's going to be focused on wrestling. So if you're a wrestling fan, you definitely want to check that out. I don't want to spoil anything yet because he's probably working on it, getting it uploaded and getting it squared away as we speak. He told me he was going to be. So I don't want to give anything away, but if you're a wrestling fan, you definitely want to listen to this first episode. He's got a huge guest on that I am jealous of. So I will be posting his information on Facebook and Twitter as soon as I get it, as soon as he sends it to me. So please go out, give the Cosmic Kid your support. He's working hard on it. It should be a lot of fun, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. Another thing I'm working on, I've reached out to a potential big guest for myself in the next couple of weeks. I've got something coming up, an event I'm going to be attending in the next couple of weeks, and I'm hoping to get an individual on for an interview to help promote that. It's a bucket list item of mine. I don't want to say anything right now to jinx it, but please keep an eye on Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media outlets, and hopefully I'll be giving you some big news on a interview I've got coming up very, very soon in the next week or so. And that's about it. I wanted to come on tonight, record this podcast, just give you a little bit of what my weekend was about, tell you all about it, tell you how exciting it was, and just to give you a little taste of what is going on in my life. I'd love to hear from you. Please go to all the social media sites, facebook.com/BragOutLoud, Twitter @BragOutLoud, Instagram @BragOutLoud. Of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel @BragOutLoud. On Podomatic, subscribe there, and subscribe to iTunes. Let's get those numbers up. That way you can get the latest episodes as soon as they are uploaded. They will be downloaded right to your Apple device. Thank you for joining me. Once again, I want to hear from you. Please give me your feedback, the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to improve this show. I want to make this show something that you guys look forward to hearing. So whatever you want to hear, let me know. Once again, I'm your host, Chris Bragg, and you have been listening to Brag Out Loud. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be blessed and be safe.